Retired from podcasting until 2022, as explained in the last episode. But it would just be too much of an abdication of my responsibilities as a researcher to not mention this. Congratulations to Jack Posobiec. Congratulations to journalist Jack Posobiec, who, as of the other day, was number one in the daily news category, above the New York Times podcast, The Daily, and above the Washington Post podcast. Now you have that handsome man's face, number one. Now, Jack Posobiec is a very pro-Trump journalist, an anchor on One American News, which is a small cable TV network in the U.S. that leans conservative. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about Jack Posobiec is that he used to be an actor. He was an actor in mainland China, lived in China for, I believe, a year or two to master the language and the culture. But you guys look this up, go up on his IMDb page, IMDb. He used to be a Hollywood actor. And then again, when he was in Forbidden Kingdom, you guys can look up the movie poster, Forbidden Kingdom. He was in that movie, and I think they translated it into English or whatever. I know it hit American markets too. It wasn't just a movie in China. But isn't that fascinating? So, guy who used to live in China and used to work for the feds is now a journalist above the New York Times, The Daily. I mean, he must know more than almost anybody, not only about the deep state, since he was one of them, but about China. Maybe he can give us some insight into China since he was an actor in their country. So, very interesting stuff. And thank you guys again for the warm send-off. Got a couple of friendly emails. I'm just not meant for the masses. People like Jack Posobiec are meant for the masses, right? He turned away from Pizzagate in 2018. The claim that those WikiLeaks emails were weird, and the claim that walnut saucing and pizza for an hour and the Tony Podesta torture chamber are actually things that should be, at least peripherally investigated or looked into. And he said, no, it's all hysteria. It's craziness. It's hysteria. And he threw it under the bus. And many conservatives, for whatever reason, they love Jack Posobiec. And they love, what's his name? Sebastian Gorka. And all these other like central casting conservatives that, again, if you look into their past, really fascinating past, to go from being an actor in mainland China to now you're Mr. Conservative, Mr. America First. Absolutely incredible. You can achieve anything in this world. Nothing can hold you back. You can achieve anything. And so that's the message here on Sunday, is that the world is your oyster. And thank you guys so much. And those of you out there who are in the federal government, I know we have some fans who work for the federal government, and you're upset about the vaccine mandate. It's like, don't come to me looking for solutions, you federal contractors who are upset because you had awesome jobs that paid really well, and now you can only keep your job if you take a vaccine that, hey, I'm not the doctor, and this isn't even my issue. I'm not the Alex Berenson of the mRNA vaccine discussion. I just don't care that much. If you want to harm yourself potentially or shorten your lifespan by taking a genetic experiment, which is what it is, right? Just changing the definition of vaccine doesn't alter what this thing actually is. And the track record on animal subjects, anyways, animal tests for mRNA therapy prior to 2019 is not an overwhelmingly positive track record. And so hopefully they worked out those kinks. Hopefully you guys aren't all dead within 5 years. Hopefully you're not like replicants, like in Blade Runner. Hopefully you're not sterilized either, right? Because if you mess with gene therapy, you're going down a deep, deep rabbit hole, and you better know what you're doing. And your intentions better be pure and not just to mess up people's health so that there are less people on Bill Gates's his little snow globe. He thinks planet Earth is his snow globe. Owns more land than the entire state of Rhode Island. Owns greater land area than the entire US state of Rhode Island. And these globalists or internationalists or whatever you want to call them, I think Alex Jones is kind of, the word globalist now people think, oh, that's conspiracy stuff. But there are internationalists. You think somebody who's worth $200 billion like Elon Musk, you think he sees the world the same way that you and I do? You think he sees things through the same two eyes that I have? He doesn't. What about Jeff Bezos or Jeff Bezos? Think with all his money that he sees me as an equal? No, he sees us as peasants. Right? That video that somebody posted on TikTok, where one of his customers was saying, hey, is there a grade above prime customer? And he was just like, Thank you for being a customer. Just kind of a, way of blowing the guy off, like dismissing him. Like, not just saw through him, right? So, this is a guy who's a customer and is thrilled to meet Jeff Bezos in person, walking around somewhere in DC, and just gives that creepy smile and says, "Thanks for being a customer." And then goes back to talking to who he is with. In my book, that's kind of a fuck you. If he said that to me, I'd say, "Hey, I'm canceling my Prime membership. I don't care if it's only 12 bucks a month. That's 12 bucks less. That's 12 bucks you're not getting now, buddy." And so again, these federal contractors, you're actually on the same side as us at Fulcrum. You don't want to harm yourself unnecessarily or taint your health. You don't want to be sterilized unless that's what you want to do with your life. And you sure as shit don't want your blood turning to the clot shot parade, turning into the clot parade as it has. We did a question on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fulcrumnews, and it just said, "Do you know anybody injured by the jab?" And for whatever reason, this particular post went through the it got through the Facebook censors because 50 of you replied, actually more than that. About 55 or so of you replied, I believe. And the comments, what nightmares, right? Best friends dead, family members dead. Somebody lost a 30-year-old to the vaccine. These are not normal results from a vaccine. This many people should not have family members dead and gone because they took a shot. We were so lied to. It's truly unbelievable. And so you federal contractors, look out for yourselves first, but also don't push this on your fellow Americans. Joe Biden is polling below 35%. I don't know what comes next. I personally have zero faith in Trump. As I've said many times before, I think he's a phony. A phony and potentially a total fraud, and just likes to divide people, like WWF, wrestling, fake wrestling shit. So I'm not a big Trumper. Don't get me wrong. But to push this on your fellow Americans, the whole world changes within, I don't know, 6 months or something. People are fed up. Joe Biden doesn't have support outside of these coastal cities and outside of DC. There's no support for the man who pushed a faulty vaccine on us, pushed it on us, strong-armed our allies into taking it as a quote-unquote gift. Hey, we don't need to be given gifts like this to the world. And to deny so many people the ability to travel or to earn a buck here in America without taking Bill Gates's experiment is positively un-American. I mean, this has never been done before. This is 9/11 times 1,000, except it's been done to the population. So I see a Nuremberg 2.0 trial, and I think it'll be the federal government that runs it. Because again, Joe Biden doesn't have the support. And to do this to your own, to do this to all the feds, that they have to take the clot shot or quit their jobs, to do this to the military, you don't fuck the military. They ultimately run the show here in the US, right? The military and law enforcement and the three-letter agencies ultimately run the game, and Joe Biden has fucked them all. So those are my views. And again, congratulations to Jack Posobiec, former actor, and now a mainstream pro-America populist and journalist. But this is what I was saying a few episodes ago, is we don't have a real populist movement in America. We have a bunch of grifters, I mean entertainers, I mean actors, I mean whatever the fuck he is. We have a bunch of people like that, and we don't have people having the serious discussions that need to be had. So anyway, see you guys in 2022. Just couldn't let that one go. Had to congratulate him on a job well done. And that's it, folks.
Fulcrum News Podcast. Listen anywhere, anytime, on any device. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Audible, and Pandora. Spread the word and help us continue the global return to real news.